We're reading from the writings of Bala Sulam, letter 20, page 720. You can find it in Sages Fruit in page Ein Dalet. You can ask questions during the lessons through Kab.tv. Chosen relevant questions shall be heard during the lesson. Letter 20, the writings of Bala Sulam, page 710, or Sages Fruit, page 74. Why didn't you notify me about the adhesion of friends if it is growing and getting stronger, which is the whole of our, the foundation of our good future and your success in drawing the light, etc.? I will admit and I won't be embarrassed that the troubles grow stronger on me until it is not within my ability to play around with you against each spirit of every one of you as you always wish me to. However, you are engraved in deep in my heart all day and all night long, and I only crave for your goodness and well-being. And the Creator knows how much efforts and forces I have given for you. And we are certain that it won't be redundant, and the word of the Lord shall always stand. But why have you forgotten the Torah, which I have told you on the holiday of Shavuot, over the verse, "My beloved is like a gazelle," meaning that the matter of he brings back his face backward, meaning that the face are being built during running away and concealment only in the discernments of Achoraim, behind, which is the measurement of sorrow from the disparity of form and concealment. And indeed, these Achoraim, these behind, they are the face. As the sages have said, returns his face backward. And the face are in the behind, which is the meaning, I have not changed Avaya, and you, the son of Jacob, weren't perished. Meaning, those who shall seek me will find me. I have written to you about the meaning of the blowing in the horn, why we blow on the horn when they stand, etc. For this day is sacred for our Lord, and although I know that my words won't come to you while you hear the sound of the shofar, the horn, however, before they shall hear, I will reply. So it says, therefore I have written at that time. So shall you. You should show this letter to all the friends, and perhaps they will have an attentive ear to listen to my words. And from now on we shall strengthen in the Torah and mitzvot, God willingly, as an bull to the burden, so is the donkey to the load, to rise divinity from the ashes. And the transgression shall turn into merits, for the earth shall be filled with his honor, and God willingly, I'm confident that our salvation is close at hand, and we will be rewarded to work the Creator together, and the desire of the Lord will be successful in our hands. It is hard for a person, the principle of the breakage is hard for a person, that we have to correct the relation, the connection, the adhesion or lack of adhesion. This is what we have to correct between souls. To locate that connection in a precise way, which is not a connection between humans. And to understand in which degree that connection should be, not to get confused. to bring down from the egoistic tracks which we always want to transmit between us in this world subconsciously, and to see his own individual private correction as the collective general correction of all souls between them, in the connection and brave and strong connection between them. Our ego doesn't let us see it so much that we keep forgetting about it. There is no such thing further away or more concealed or something that eludes our perception, our sensation, and we and how we locate it, detect it, working on it. This is a great work indeed. Of course, we are incapable of doing so, in forcing ourselves, bringing ourselves to a necessity for the love of the others, or for the connection between friends in order to attain the Creator. As much as we tell about it to one another, we try to. Also, we gather once a week in order to do so, and we determine for ourselves a meeting whose all topic, whose all issue is the connection between us, the essence, the necessity of connection between us as an instrument for the revelation of the Creator, as much as we read about it, as much as we are in the scrutiny still, nonetheless, to reveal the connection between my success and the connection between everyone else, which is one and the same, that I cannot think that there is me and all the rest, my friends. Rather, only together, and it should be ahead of me, like a mother with her child, like in a family. And we're demanded even more than that. For that should be done consciously above nature and not from within nature. So of course, every stage towards that situation where initially I will receive my success, myself, my existence, along with everyone else, immediately. And this is what I should think about. If I'm thinking about that, then of course it can only come to me by the influence of the light that reforms. So there are the steps of recognition of evil which come along with the influence of the light, with the recognition of goodness, one versus the other. This is how we attain things always. If we are in one condition, we cannot attain anything. Therefore, our whole study, our whole dissemination, all of our intentions should be aimed at one thing only, to feel where is the breakage, the shattering. Always, if something doesn't work, if something is wrong, if a person is sick, if there's a certain problem in the society, in the country, in the world, first of all, you should look for the reason. And from there, you can understand everything. Why did we come to it? What is really happening? And how can we correct and come out of it? And to come to a good result, and then to see out of the result, look backward and see that everything was deliberated and predetermined in advance. Therefore, we should crave for one thing only that we need. That is to see our vessel, our true situation, which is broken. The recognition of evil, not inside me, not inside myself. There is no evil in any of us. The evil is revealed only with respect to the others. A person for himself is always relating in a good way or a kind of calculation that he will feel good, and towards the others, we should locate our attitude, our relations, and to locate it with respect to the others. It cannot be done just like this. Rather, if we come with the point in the heart to the right society, which already gives me a kind of understandings, discernments of the corrected situation, that by being included with them together through talks and thoughts about the corrected situation of in the connection between us, to that extent we can draw the light that reforms the surrounding light. If a person doesn't think to advance in a group where everybody there want to a certain degree to be rewarded of the surrounding light, he won't feel his spiritual advancement. It will be a society of bats instead of roasters. It will be a society craving for darkness instead of light. But even in such a society, we don't usually have such inclinations. We usually begin with our ego, which dominates us from any direction. It doesn't matter. The light, out of being together to a certain degree, the light influences us. And then, every time, more and more, we need to keep on trying to work over the intention. At first, we just sit together, learn together, read together, enjoying the fact of being together in a certain situation from which everybody thinking egoistically how he can profit his spirituality. And gradually, we begin to talk that spirituality is attained only through the connection between us, until we begin to say that we need the light, that we form some kind of force, revelation from above, which will show us exactly the broken vessel between us, the very same place where later on should be the revelation of the Creator, the revelation of the upper world. We need to see where is the reason, where is the illness, where is the broken place. Only the light can show it to us. Only the light can shine in it, and through that light we will see the breakage, which is the reason for our bad condition. And then we will come to hatred. On the one hand, hatred to one another. On the other hand, the upper half of that hatred will already be hating one another and cannot come out of that hatred, meaning hating the hate. And then, as a result, our prayer will burst during the study, and then we have contact with the upper system, and from there comes what that light that we forms, which really performs its action according to its name, the light that reforms, which brings us to the very place where the hatred for the hatred was revealed. It brings us the remedy, the medication for what we want in that place to happen. And then we receive the completion according to our vessels, which are ready, which want precisely that, precisely the right medication. Then it happens. Everything comes from the point in the heart and the group where all these things are arranged for us from above, from heaven. Doesn't matter whether our friends are sitting somewhere out there, far away or nearby. The family has no age, no distance, no place. This is only a desire. In a space where there are no discernments in our dimensions. And if we have received the point in the heart and the society from above, that means that the Creator put man's hand on the good fortune and tells him, take it for you, choose it. All the rest is up to man, meaning every time inside this society with the point in the heart to keep on trying to connect the points in the heart to reveal, to disclose the broken place where we are with respect to godliness. What is wrong with us? And then, when we crave to understand it, we crave to reach godliness, and what's wrong with us that we can't come to Him, but together, in a corporal connection as much as we can for the time being, the light still shines on us in a purposeful way. And not this light that brings us poison like the drop of poison from a serpent. Rather, it turns this drop of poison into a remedy. Instead of a potion of death, it becomes the potion of life. It all depends on man's intention. How he turns this light that will influence him through the face instead of the behind. So it all depends on the connection between the friends and to the extent that they try as much as they can according to their degree to extract every time the light that will shine on them the place of breakage, to locate it better, to understand it better, until they reach hatred to what disconnects them, what's pushing us away, distancing us away from the upper force. This is how we advance.
That each one emphasizes his point in the heart. He wants to connect it with all the rest of the friends' points, that they'll connect together with this general yearn to reach godliness, and by that we're asking to reach it, to see what disturbs us, and to help. And then we receive this help. And in a gradual way, we begin to understand these words. Adhesion with the friends, connection with the friends, love of the friends, and all the things that have to happen on the inside in order to reveal this vessel, and in order for it to be resembled to the light, to the Creator, that then the Creator will want to reveal Himself in this connection between the friends. Therefore he says, why did you not stick? Why did you not tell me about the connection between the friends, with the problems between friends, that the teacher disappeared and then it happens That is the foundation of our good future. We have to build only this vessel. To build it is only to build this deficiency, that this vessel will be corrected. Yes, Niv. Question from Israel. How can we deal with this lie that I want to reach love of the others, but in order to gain my spirituality? That's not a lie. I don't want to reach love of the others. I don't want to reach even the Creator. I want to just benefit my state. I'm told that I can benefit my state if I'll first reach love of the others, and then if you want to love the Creator, or the opposite, maybe you might imagine for yourself that you want to love the Creator first and then have love of the others, then you'll feel good. I don't get that either. We start with all these distant confusions that are far from the purpose, and we shouldn't think that we can do these efforts ourselves. Let's make an effort together. We have to first locate the place where we should put in the effort, where in this current state there is the opportunity for action. And if we'll give what we're capable of in that place, then we're advancing. And it's not important if I have 1 gram of strength, but if I know the correct place, then by that I advance. If I have 2 gram of strength, then it's a different place that I find and advance. But if I have 1 kilo, but I take it from the opposite side, then I can't do anything. I can have, I don't know how much strength. We shouldn't think that we're lacking anything, except for the location of the problem. I'm confused. Lack of strength. Am I in repulsion and hatred towards others? Yes, I am. That's me. That's my current state. But if this gram of desire for the goal, if it's confused, then never mind what. But to locate that place, that is the main part. That's called determines himself and the entire world to the scale of merit. That I make an effort to take my force and everything around it to search for this point, this. It's called the Shlisham Tzeidah Tiferet. It's a point. Middle third of Tiferet. A person has to be glad that he received everything from above. What should I desire? You're not desired to act, to succeed. You're desired only, like, what would I want to taste? Do you understand what it's speaking about? Something that is in your reach, without any efforts. The effort, you know where it is. What would I want to taste? What is it worthwhile? Something sweet? Something bitter? Maybe to have a drink? Maybe I'll wait and I'll eat later. It's demanded from you to locate your desire, one that is worthwhile. You understand? All the rest of the things the Creator does. If you reach the correct location of your desire, then everything else works. That's called the push the right button. You're doing this general analysis, and you reach it, and tick, immediately it happens. That way you have to locate it every time. Vladimir from Kishinev is asking, if the hatred is not revealed, if there's a sensation of love towards the friend, is that incorrect?
יכול להיות ש...
It could be that they are already in love of friends, I don't know. Or it might be a group of criminals that it's good for them to connect to fulfill their will to receive, because then they have this connection, they're adhered to one another, connected together. It could be a group of fascists because it comes from the connection, fascio, it's connection between things. It could be a group of Kabbalists who are at the end of correction, and then of course they'll be in one man and one heart that the Creator dwells in them. I don't know. If there is love between the people, then they have to check what's happening to us. Have we reached Ensof? Or are we in the opposite way? If we love one another, why? For what reason? Either we truly understand that we depend on one another, otherwise we won't be able to rob the bank. So we do feel this loyalty, this mutual guarantee. But even though the prophet has to tie us together, but which prophet? Just love between us? If it's an instinctive love, like a mother to her child, that's something else. We don't even talk about that. That's an instinct that comes from nature. In the system, in this program, it's given as data. That one's connected to the other. Even though recently we're having... We've had some corruptions in the program. It stopped working. But we have to ask, if there is this phenomena, then why? If our entire world is the will to receive, then either it's in the will to receive, or you're already in that degree, then the love between you is out of bestowal, one of the two. What else could there be? Things are simple. Only don't confuse it. Yes? Question from Japan. Should I pray for the hatred and repulsion to be awakened in me towards the friends? Is that the shattering? No, I don't know. Shattering... Hatred, love, I don't know what has to be revealed. We're just speaking. I want only one thing. To reveal the place that there I have to give the exertion. Or put it differently. The upper force should be revealed and correct me. But I truly want it for correction. Our problem is we want it for revelation. Where are you? Why are you being revealed? We're actually yearning for this fulfillment. Fulfillment and revelation are not the same thing. You should never yearn for hatred. You should never yearn for revelation of evil. Because then you're not aiming towards the light that reforms. The yearning should be to the state of bestowal, to the enlightened state. And in it, in your light, we shall feel the light. And then you see what disturbs you. You can see the evil with the goodness. You can see the disease alongside with the remedy. If you're just saying, show me where my evil is, that's not good. You won't be able to stand it. You can't even ask for it in the first place. You have to only yearn towards this goodness. And out of this goodness, you'll realize why you're not in it. We have many inner discernments that we can maybe express with words. But it's not to evil, not for the deficiencies. If we're speaking about a place of shattering, then we're speaking about a place that disturbs us to be in adhesion, a place that disturbs us to reach godliness. Yes. From the United States, they're asking to sharpen the point, what is the connection between the light that reforms to a state that I hate the hatred? There is the acting force. We don't know it, we don't feel it. We feel only what the one who is activated feels from the acting force. I don't own the act, but he owns the act. How are they asking again? What is the connection between the light that reforms and the state that I hate the hatred? The light brings that to me. If you're just asking people in the street, how do you treat the others? I love everyone, everything's fine. Everyone's a little bit bad, so am I sometimes. And also me, and so on. Each person justifies himself. It's not a matter that I love it or hate it, but it's the matter if I agree with the state and if I justify myself. Usually a person justifies himself and not the others. My attitude towards this hatred is slowly revealed as hatred for the hatred. If I hate the others, then that has to be revealed. That cannot be revealed if the light does not shine. I won't reveal my hatred towards the others, but I'll justify myself and I'll say that it deserves that they deserve it, and it's not hatred from my side. That I'm just giving it back to them and correcting them. I'm cleaning the world from that person. The evil person.
I kill him, thank God. I deserve some good reward, respect, honor for cleaning the world from somebody. So a person who just hates others, he doesn't feel that he hates them. He justifies himself. He doesn't call it hatred. He thinks that this is the good and right attitude. To feel that you hate others, it is to feel that you are against them without any justified reason. That this is simply your nature. It's not an instinct. As Bala Sulam says, it's not done instinctively, rather it is actually your nature. That the whole nature is not that you will feel good, rather that you will feel good on the expense of others who will feel worse. Then it is called the evil inclination. If you don't do in your lives, if you don't cause harm to others, seemingly, then it's not considered to be an evil inclination. When you begin to locate that your whole intentions and desires are to use others, to exploit others for their own worse, then you find out that you hate them. Only then. So what? So this is nature. Again, you can come to justify everything, that everything is fine. So there is a process here, and this entire process happens only by the upper light. You cannot do a single step, even the beginning of the path, if not by the upper light. The whole psychology and philosophy here, it is completely not what we're talking about. You don't discover hatred. You don't discover the evil inclination. The evil inclination is revealed, disclosed by the light. This is a creation that you need to locate. It is not in our corporeal level, the evil inclination, that is. People on the street, they don't have an evil inclination. A person who begins to study the wisdom of Kabbalah, and by doing so to extract the light that reforms, gradually he begins to reveal it. And there's a long study here, meaning a long effect of the light. And then, only then, he begins to act in such a way that, yes, a person does start understanding what we're talking about. Where is in his attitude towards the others is the evil inclination. The evil inclination, this is an angel. This is a godly force. You can locate it. This is the behind of God. You can locate it as much as the face of God shines on you. To that extent, you reveal his behind. The good inclination, the bad inclination, these are two sides of the same coin. Therefore, in our world, there is no evil inclination and bad in our sins. And therefore, there is nothing to correct in our world. Therefore, what they do and try to correct doesn't do anything. It only hastens the recognition of the corruption. Not the corruption even, the recognition of lack of ability to even correct anything. This is what they come to. They come to a situation where they give up. And in our world, we cannot succeed. Despair. As private individual people come to a state of despair, for they see that nothing will change anything. So, only by the light that reforms do we begin to touch evil. Before, it is not called evil. This is only beastliness. Although we hate one another, we want to profit from one another, this is all beastliness. Godliness, it is already when you have the point in the heart and study. Then you come to the recognition of the attitude towards others as hatred towards others, meaning it comes to harm them, not just to use them for their own worst to cause them damage. This is one thing. Another thing, you come to hate that hatred of yours to them, and that you ask to the extent that you want to get rid of it, but you can't. Then you demand the remedy, which is one and the same. And to the extent that you see that you hate and you can't, then you discover where the remedy can come from. Where my help, my salvation will come from. A student from Emek Israel is asking, what if I hate a certain attribute of someone? Doesn't matter. So he hates it, so what? He should look into himself. So he hates it. If he's connected with him with corporal business, this is something I can understand. But if he's talking about a friend who's just a friend and is not connected to him in any corporal deed, then that perhaps belongs to a corporal utter unfounded hatred. So he needs to transcend it, to overcome it. Also Gil from Rishon is asking, and if I think that I'm better than others, is that the breakage? It's something natural. This is no breakage. Where's the breakage here? How can there How can it be breakage? I always think that I'm better than others. This is my point of observation over everyone else. This is always the case. If a person cannot justify himself, then he has no right to exist in this world. He has to justify himself. The moment he cannot justify himself, his self is gone. This uniqueness, existence from absence, it's gone. He can't face it. He cannot rise to such a degree if we're talking about the full extent of it. Yes, Moshe? Can you explain the expression you said to look where I am with respect to godliness? What is it? This is something I always want. I always want to see myself like that. If I'm searching for, if I want to transcend, if I want to advance, to reveal something, then I want to know where I am in comparison to that thing. So here, you can open it up in many ways, where I am in comparison to it, in qualities, distances, situations, time, etc. But me, with respect to godliness, yes. It's the same thing, either towards godliness or others or the crisis or the vessel. But all in all, a person is like a sick person. He needs to know the reason, the illness, the disease, what stops in my way from being healthy, and therefore I need the light that reforms. It's like in our world, it's quite simple. But don't run away from wanting it, and then the light will shine to him quickly and he will see that the self-progress which he previously thought, or advancing through being connected with others, through revealing inside a connection between us the quality of bestowal, which is the Creator, that's everything. The problem is how do I connect myself and others and the Creator together? That's the problem. For an ordinary person, the Creator and him, that's fine, me and the Creator, we'll get along somehow. I want him. The fact that there's between us a kind of system called a group, that spoils everything for me. I don't understand that this is like magnifying glass. It's a focus as a prisma. If I focus everyone there together, then I truly watch the Creator. Otherwise, I'm looking aside. This is the problem. What is in the middle between me and the broken, the fact that we have such a broken vessel, the souls which I have to unite with, it is hard for me to accept. I don't understand that this is my salvation. By doing so, I can locate and understand who the Creator is, if not through this prisma. There is a scattering prisma and there is a focusing prisma. So let's say that this is, in short, this is a system of gathering together of all the desires, all the cravings for the Creator. And if we gather them together, we reveal Him inside in what we attain. The light operates from somewhere as a surrounding light. We don't feel it. We only feel the result in the connection between us. When we are connected, and then the result of the connection is the Creator. This is what is revealed inside the Yud Kei Vav Kei, our vessels. And Yud, we come to Yud, Yud Vav Daled, Hey Yud, Vav Vav Alef, Vav, and again Hey Yud. And this is how we come to the name of the Lord. It is how we reveal the Creator, since our vessels begin to be fulfilled with letters, in qualities inside the vessels. This is where we attained them, that the will to receive had changed into the intention in order to bestow. The fulfillment is called the screen and the returning light. This is the fulfillment. There is no other. We do not receive inside the vessel anything other than the impression that the vessel attains. So I'm telling you, to describe myself and along and in the path to the Creator, there is a group. And as much as I unite all of them together, stimulate them, awakens them, obligates them for our vut, without it we don't come to the Creator. As he says, on that, this is the foundation for our good fortune, our good future. Yes, Bensi. After a person is despaired from feeling himself, a direct fulfillment will help him. What can he advance to, which is good, because we learn only... No, don't start talking with the mic from the middle. Say it all again. After a person is despaired from fulfilling himself directly, what good thing can he crave for? Because we learn that only from craving towards good can we advance. I don't understand. So a person tries to advance towards goodness. That goodness is something he scrutinizes from the books, group, everything. So I didn't get your question. Directly, a person sees that he cannot advance anymore. What does it mean directly from his ego straight to the Creator? I cannot fill my vessel. I only get emptier and emptier, and I come to suffering, suicides, and all. This is in the corporal level, that's true. And onward, you're given the point in the heart and despair in corporeality. Now I know that I need to reveal the hatred. So you know, nothing happens when you know. I know that I shouldn't crave for badness that leads nowhere. What is the good thing which should I crave for in order to advance in the process? So he says, connection between friends. There you will reveal the hatred soon enough. There, soon enough, you will reveal your rejection. You will discover your rejection from the connection between them. But the connection between them, that is called the quality of bestowal, which is the Creator. Therefore, you were given in practice not to engage with the Creator. I wish they had left me, but kept my Torah, because the light in it is the light that reforms. Are you listening to, are you hearing that sentence? I wish they had left me and kept my Torah, because the light in it is the light that reforms. I'm craving for the Creator. I want Him. I want to know where you are. So, what's next? Leave me alone, he tells you. Leave me alone. It won't help you. I gave you a means. Keep the Torah. What does it mean to keep the Torah? Keep the rule that the light in it is the light that reforms. That's it. Therefore, one should always imagine for himself that our vessel is the connection between everyone, and inside that vessel we reveal the outcome, the quality of the connection, until the point of love, And that is the place where we begin to feel our spiritual life. You have 20 souls. For now, they seem as points to you. Each and every friend has a point. So you get together, you gather together, you discover your hatred, your love, different kind of things, and you advance. Every ascent in degrees is how much these points are more and more connected. A greater hatred is discovered between them. Do they try that through their study greater love will be revealed between them? Their light influences them. It connects them together to a certain degree between them. So they have connected to the smallest degree. So now you have a clique. Now you have a fetus. Who is that fetus? The fetus is this whole baby of ours which we have connected between us, the points between us. That is called a fetus. A fetus cannot be one. I cannot be a fetus. I can be a fetus if I'm connected with them. A fetus means that I have started correcting the breakage in a point. Let's say there is the vessel, and here there is a breakage. So I started putting it together. That is called a fetus. Then I expand it, put it together again and again and again. I'm slandering all the points together, and then this is how I complete it. I close it down. So I have a fetus after I have soldered all the points together, and these are the steps of the fetus: coarseness in the degree of root, and then the first degree of coarseness is revealed, second, third, and fourth, until I complete it. So these are the 125 degrees. Where is it revealed? As much as we rise above, the evil inclination rises further up. Between whom? Between the souls. This breakage, this is where it is revealed. So these whole five worlds, these are 5 degrees of inclination which is revealed, and this is what we're correcting. Where is it revealed? Where was it revealed in the very first time? In the breakage.
All the shells are from the shattering. It's revealed, and slowly, slowly we correct it gradually. Between where and what? Not between me and the Creator. Between me and the others. That in the correction between me and the others, that's where I reveal Him. What do we learn in the last degree of the others? Repentance from love. The Creator has not done evil to anyone. It's like I'm in charge of everyone. If you've done evil to some, to others, then to that extent I hate you. And if you've done goodness to others with complete love, then I love you with complete love. Look what it's talking about. I don't know which words even to use. Just think about it. Think about the connection between people and the connection between the Creator, that it's one of the same. You can't even discern between the two. You reach adhesion with the Creator when you reach repentance from love. What does that mean? That He has never done anything, not in the past, not in the present, and not in the future, anything bad. And accordingly, I love you. You understand? There's no difference. It's only attained according to the vessel. and we escape from this vessel. And then we stay hung in the air. I understand this. But I didn't go through this. But we need to, by the force of the group, to force everyone not to escape this. There are many of those who don't want to take care of themselves. No, you have to get married, you have to take care of your health, you have to get organized. Like the society has to take care of this normal state for each and everyone, not to let a person neglect himself. In the same way, we have to take care of spirituality. And if we won't locate it, I'm not lazy to speak about this, because it's the only problem that we detach attaining the purpose from the construction of the vessel, as if it's not the same. Oh, we forgot to talk about the society regarding the purpose. And then suddenly someone hears, someone asks a question, what about the group? And usually we detach from it. What do we have here? But we should see the text, like now we're going to study the Talmud of Tess. But we should see the text through this lens, or never mind what you want to call it, that only through the group I'm looking at it, the same souls, that with them I'm united, and through that I'm constructing the connection that is suited, compatible to the qualities of the Creator. That's it. Otherwise, and we have to make sure that everyone will be that way. That is called intentions during the study, that without them, there is no light that reforms. What will it reform you to? It's a problem that the Creator is like a cow who wants to feed, according to the examples that were given, and the calf doesn't understand that it has to feed. It's a great problem. We're not attracting the light. It works only if you want it to correct the shatterings. It can't do anything else. The moment you think about the shattering, like a soldering, it immediately starts working. This ray of light makes that soldering point there between you. But if you don't locate the place, that if you don't come to study with that sensation, that you're lacking it, you're even lacking it artificially, you don't understand how and why. I haven't received this awakening like you are now. Never mind, in whatever form that you're in. And not to forget that the entire vessel that we're constructing, all the worlds, all the degrees, is only more and more connection through this coarseness, through this hatred that is revealed. What are the transgressions and mistakes that we have here in the concealment? What are they? That is what is revealed towards the others. Where do I have the transgression or the mistake? Where are my shattered 613 desires? Where are they shattered? In the lack of connection between them, that the screen has disappeared. with the intention in order to bestow. And then they gave it to you. First you had a screen. Well, I can see that. What did we have first of all? We had one screen, one vessel, and you acted. What was done afterwards, after the shattering? You have, how should I put it? Let's put it this way. The same screen that you had here, it has now, as if it's transformed to the parts between the souls. Beforehand, all the souls were connected together, and there was one screen. That was in the first place. From the light of Ein Sof. That was Ein Sof. It was because that's the way it was constructed. One desire in the first place. He was not one. It was all in it, but it was connected in the first place from the light of Ein Sof. He was connected. It was connected. Okay, as one. But inside were all the souls, everything was there. But it was in unity, he is one and his name were one, it was all there as one. And then what happened? The light disappeared. That's the shattering. Shattering. That the light disappears. There was not a shattering in the desires. They were such in the first place. But now it has been revealed that they are disconnected from one another. The light has disappeared that influences them, that bestows, that's inside, between them. And it's departed. The light has departed. There was the light of Chassadim and light of Chokhmah, and then they received the light of Chokhmah, and then it departed. So there is no light between the parts. That's called the shattering. What are we asking for now, if we need to ask, that the light will come and connect between the parts to make it one vessel again, to have this connection. And out of that, there will be revealed one screen. One intention. To locate the exact point of shattering, the essence of the shattering. Where is it? In what cut is it in the inside? Like a person feels, he begins to locate, it's not here, it is there, deep down and deeper. That is the reason, that is the point. And that is what we're talking about. Nothing except for that does not depend on us. The moment you reach the correct location, where we have to correct it, no matter how much you'll ask, a little bit or a little more, that will start being corrected and you'll begin to feel the essence. You'll begin to feel what it means to transcend. You'll begin to feel the results of the light correcting the shattering. You'll feel in that one the quality of the stole. That's the matter of sensation. You can hear about it for thousands of hours. It won't help. You have to concentrate on the connection between the souls. That's called friends. Connection between what? Not in the mind, not in the corporeal beastly body, but only in the connection between these souls of each and every one. And that's what we have to try to adhere to depict the adhesion, meaning above all of the corporeality, above the repulsion, the hatred, the differences. We have to examine and judge each and every one. So above that, like Rabbi Asher writes to us, we have to see the group as one, without any differences. Now there are in the corporeality. No difference in age, nature, color. The soul has no difference between these things. If the soul is yearned for the Creator, then that's it, they have the same direction. And that's how you should see it all the time. And what are we lacking? Connection. If we don't discover that we're in the quality of bestowal in the godliness, then that's a sign that of a lack of connection between us. That's the godliness. Not discerning between that and the Creator. The Creator is in us. Come and see. Where can you come to? Where do you have room? We have to speak about it, of course. According to the experience, it comes, it just comes, but we have to make an effort. Each and every one has to be in this constantly, non-stop, all the time on the inside, to process, to clarify the place of shattering, the place of the disease, the place of the trouble. And from that, not to be in it and suffer, but I'm speaking about the connection between us. Why is the connection between us there? Why does that have to be corrected? Why do I reveal the Creator there? Why do I have to ask towards that? All the time to be aimed towards it, but not negatively. That there, our entire good future lies, as he says. That's it. So, listen what he says. That the connection between the friends, those points that connect, that is where our entire good future is. So we're thinking about the good future, the illumination, that it's something divine, godliness. Where? In the connection between souls. Not to think about the Creator that he is past it or above it somewhere. The quality that is revealed between the souls, that is called Creator. Creator, come and see. Or like the example that I gave in Yud Kei Vav Kei, that is our vessel, that is my desires, this Yud Kei Vav Kei. What is it? It's desires. When this vessel, my soul, Yud Kei Vav Kei, okay, with the tip of Yud, if it receives some degree of coarseness, meaning hatred towards others, and if on this hatred I construct a screen, that above this hatred I connect, meaning I did this, I connected these two together, I salted them together, it gives me the degree of the connection. And then the fulfillment is revealed, the light that holds me above my ego in love towards the ego. Which light is that? If my ego is only coarseness of the root, then only the light of nefesh is revealed. But if my ego is the coarseness of aleph or bet or the first, second, third or fourth, then my hatred is the fourth coarseness, and you can't even describe that. And I've attracted the light that does this effort. It closes the gap between me and the others. Above the fourth phase of coarseness, then the light of Yechidah is revealed. That's how it's revealed, where only upon this coarseness that the light holds me above it.
Therefore, there is Neranchai. With all the hatred, and on top of it, we close it over the screen. So these are all these degrees that we ascend through. This is all on top of the rejection, the repulsive between us. We do not begin the path if we do not reveal malices and transgression. With regard to what? Only with regard, with respect to the shattering that occurred. The vessel which broke in Aviyu Chorash Aleph and Bet, that is called transgressions, vessels of bestowal which broke, the vessels of reception which broke, this is called melises, because they wanted to receive in order to receive. I have eaten and I shall eat more. This is where we have melises and transgressions from Galgal Ta'anayim and Achap. And this is where we have repentance of fear in the vessels of Bisol and repentance from love in vessels of reception. We're only talking about the connection which was destroyed first. It was also sustained by the light. And the light departed, the connection, this entire structure departed, faded away, and now you have to extract the light that will reinstall it, recompose it. To the extent that it puts this whole system together, to that extent it begins to live, to that extent you feel your spiritual life. There's plenty of possibilities how to draw that thing, but many different ways to do it. But this is the point to locate the place of breakage, in short. Okay, let's study a little bit. Let's move on to the second part of the lesson.